A theme that I picked up working with parents is what I call the dust kicker upper. Parents will come to counseling because they're frustrated about a particular child. One or two or three or four of the other children in the family don't cause them this kind of consternation, this kind of frustration, this kind of second guessing, this kind of, exasperation, if you will. He's the main target of their feeling inept as parents. One of the things that happens is if we talk about polishing up, sharpening up, burnishing their discipline skills, after a week or two, they'll come in and they'll offer this insight. They'll say, "We noticed that as his behavior was improving, that our daughter, who we didn't think was much of a problem, is more of a behavior problem than we thought." Now, one might say, well, is that because she's reacting in some way to what's going on, and parents are altering their parenthood, so she's reacting to it? Much of the time, that's not the reason they cite. They say that they had put so much time and effort into this one child who's causing more chaos in the family or more frustration that they didn't notice that one or more of the other children were doing things that they would otherwise have dealt with discipline-wise, but they let go because by comparison, they didn't seem anywhere near as frustrating or ongoing as the dust kicker upper. And I've made the observation that it's kind of like they were hiding in the dust. The child that you came in here for was kicking up so much discipline dust that the other kids more or less weren't noticed. But in fact, they found out that their daughter was a little more disrespectful than they had realized. Because the child that they came in for was argumentative or quick to throw a fit or defiant, the daughter's disrespect was a lower key comparatively. But once the main discipline question, their son or their daughter, began to resolve itself, at least somewhat, they noticed that the other kids were getting away with stuff. Now, are they doing it on purpose, the kids? Who knows? But I think what happened was the parents had only so much discipline in their reservoir. And so the tough kid was getting 84% of their discipline efforts. Or maybe better said, their frustration, because the discipline really with this child wasn't all that consistent or effective because he was just so relentless. And it's easy to develop bad habits when you got a kid who's relentlessly unruly. But the child that was 2 years younger, or 4 years older, was not seen as any kind of problem whatsoever. Because I asked that in the first session. Are you seeing this from the other kids? Oh, no. My daughter doesn't do this. She doesn't act this way. And then two sessions later, we find out, well, she does act that way. We just noticed it now. I've had many parents tell me that. The dust kicker upper. He basically protects the other kids by his misconduct, because they can present more misconduct and it doesn't register on the parents' radar. because his blip is so bright on their radar that their little isn't picked up. And that's not something that anybody would talk about in grad school in a therapy course. Wouldn't come up. Unless somehow, some way, the professor was also an ongoing therapist and she was describing some of the themes that they too have experienced in doing therapy, but that kind of stuff is something you just pick up seeing a lot of people. In this case, a lot of parents with a lot of kids and a lot of dust. Dr. Ray.